Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Renee Stubbs Tennis Podcast. I am joined here in Australia as my roommate by Andreja Petković. Andreja, okay, first day of the Australian Open is in the books. And what a random first day on Sunday before Monday, because the Australian Open decided to tack on an extra day to make a little extra cash to make up for all the money that they lost in the pandemic. But having said that, wow, the crowds were crazy yesterday. But of course, it's a Sunday, so all the kids were out. It was a great atmosphere. It was incredible. And we had some great matches. Notably, we have to start with, of course, what Novak Djokovic had to go through last night. And give me your thoughts on his opponent. What a young little superstar we might have on our hands with this guy.
Absolutely. I mean, the young Prismic, Croatian guy, he last year won the Australian Open and Roland Garros in the juniors. So this is kind of mind-blowing, similar to a Carlos Alcaraz, that he made the transition to the seniors so quickly. I wonder what your thoughts on that, because especially in the men, this has gotten increasingly difficult with how physical the game has gotten to make that transition from the juniors and seniors. And to see him this quickly at such a high level was really, really mesmerizing. I had him on my, somewhere in the back of my mind as a good junior, but to see him on this stage, this good, because
it doesn't translate. Often, not often, but sometimes people can do really well in juniors, especially the men, because it's as you said, it's such a physical game, and it's really hard to jump from like being 17, 18 to, you know, you're playing against 35-year-old men. So, but this guy, I mean, his legs alone.
His thighs.
I mean, my God. I mean, he had to cut his shorts shorter just so to fit into his pants.
I mean, was like, hello, Thigh Prismic. Who are we?
Thigh Prismic. Anyway, he was, I was so impressed with, I mean, yes, you're impressed with the way he hits the ball and all that sort of stuff. But the thing that impressed me the most, I mean, his movement, my God, like Novak was afraid to come into the net as well because of this incredible open stance backhand that he hits. But it's more about the heart. Like even when he got down 4-love in the fourth set and you think, okay, it's over. You've given Novak a great, you know, match and you should be proud of yourself. You played against your idol. You've done really well. You're a little bit injured. He didn't look 100%. But he still fought. And I mean, Novak had to like have, what, 4 or 5 match points just to win the match in the end. So certainly a young superstar that's going to be making lots of noise on the tour. I mean, when you think, we drove out last night, didn't we? And we said about it. And we said, oh, it's going to be great. We've got Alcaraz. We've got this young kid. We've got Sinner. I mean, all these really young guys. Mm. But they've still got to get through the old Novak.
Can I tell you what my internet name in Brooklyn is?
What?
Yannick's internet.
Okay.
And I'm so proud of that one.
And why is that?
Because I wanted to have a pun and I wanted to have it tennis related.
All right, well,
so Yannick's internet, and he had a great win. Just before we move on to Yannick and the others, what did you think of Novak's? We saw him at the United Cup. He had some wrist injury or wrist problems, let's say, not injury. He seemed fine yesterday. He was wearing a sleeve. Did you?
He didn't wear a sleeve in the match, though.
No, but in the practice, in the warm-up, he was wearing a sleeve. Do you think that he, did he look bothered to you or did he look
fine? I don't
fine?
Think so. I mean, he wasn't squirmish or sort of grabbing at it. So, no, I don't think so. I mean, maybe it interrupted his warm up, sort of his lead in as far as like not getting more tennis. I don't know, but you know, that's all speculation. But I saw him practicing the day before and he wasn't grabbing at it. So look, I think that match is certainly going to test his body. There's no question about that, because it was a really bloody physical match. So anyway, he's through, and you know, I'm sure there were some players in the draw thinking, oh God, you know, maybe we do have a chance here. But then it was snatched away once again. Jannik Sinner looked really great. He was, and that's a tough first round, very dangerous, Van der Danschloop. But he managed to get through pretty comfortably in the end. So I think that's got to give him tons of confidence. Obviously, I talked to Darren a bit about it yesterday, and he's really happy.
Yeah, really happy
with the way he's playing. So you got to be pretty pumped about that. And Maria Sakkari finally gets a win at Grand Slam level. It's only taken her a year to do it.
Yeah, looked a little nervous in the first set, but then went on a roll and looked really comfortable, had a good lead up. Beat Angie Kerber at the United Cup in a very comfortable manner. What did you think of Aryna Sabalenka?
You were front row for that one.
Yeah, I don't know if I had the blessing or the curse, because I was in the other corner with a young German who has qualified, was her first Grand Slam tournament, major tournament ever, first main draw ever, qualified, had a good qualifying, had good qualifying rounds, but man, Aryna Sabalenka looked great today. She was...
Well, I mean, going on the court at like, what, 11:30 at night? I mean, it's a defending champion. That's kind of some bullshit, I think. You know, I think if I had to do that again, or the tournament has to... But what are you going to do? You're going to put Iga Świątek there as well as the number one player in the world, second on. I mean, sadly, the women have to play after the men after best of five. And if you're playing a four-hour match, you're kind of getting screwed there.
Yeah.
But you know, I think that they should probably stagger the defending champions on, certainly now, on Sunday and Monday. Mm-hmm. But whatever, I'm not doing the tournament schedule. And, you know, they've got a lot on their plate. But she looked unbelievable. But
she was serving 190 k's an hour. That's what, and you know, the miles per hour,
it's
better,
it's like
110, no, 100, more,
no, 150? No, it's about 117.
Huge. Miles an hour, 190 k's an hour at a rate of 75% first serve.
Yeah,
and that's something to really pay attention to. If she can keep that up, it's going to be really hard to beat her.
And if she does do that, considering last year, you know, or 2 years ago, she couldn't get a serve in the court. Mm. So, I mean, unfortunately for Aryna, sometimes it just goes off.
Yeah.
You know, so because her serve is quite mechanical, it's not that natural sort of, you know, beautiful Roger Federer sort of Serena, just beautiful motion. So if it goes off, it can go off. So if she keeps it like that, as you said, then good luck beating her here at the Australian Open, especially as defending champion.
I did see a few improvements in her game too. She came forward, which will make you very happy. She came forward when she had a shot ball. She followed it to the net, ended a few important points at the net, if you can talk about important. It is 6-1 result. But it looks like they worked a little bit on that. She used her forehand cross-court angle more rather than hit through the court. So you can see the adjustments and the things they have been working on in the off season, which I always love to see at the Australian Open. Those top players improving, what have they adjusted in their game, what have they worked on, and you really could see a step ahead for her.
Well, don't you know that that's what makes a great player? It's not a player that's just sitting back on their laurels and not trying to change anything or not trying to work on anything, just like, oh well, I'm good, why do I need to change anything? Well, because you need to add, because other players are adding. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're seeing Iga Świątek, for example, has changed her service motion a little bit. Like, number one player in the world, why do you need to change anything? Well, because it needs to get better. So she looked really good. Barbora Krejcikova, one of the seeds, she barely got through sets. I mean, that was a little ugly. She looked bad down and out.
Down a set, down a break.
Yeah, but, you know, she keeps so calm that she was managed to get through that. And on the same court, we almost had another upset with Andrei Rublev. I covered that match, and oh my God, he was up two sets to love, thought it was over, and then, how do you say that guy's name officially? It's like
somebody, they I'm keep so changing. Bad with Portuguese. So this is the one language I have no ear for.
Well, if you have no ear, I'm fucked, because I'm terrible. But it was such a fun match. And it really, two sets to love up. You thought it was over and done with. And then, you know, Thiago managed to fight back to get it into the fifth set. And then he really had an opportunity in the match. He was down love 40, 5-6, pulled out some unbelievable serving, second serves, served and volleyed a couple of times, got into the tie break, got up early in the tie break. But with those 10-point tie breaks, you cannot rest on your laurels. You've got to just keep the hammer down. And his biggest issue in that match tiebreak was that he served like shit. He did not get the first serves in. He threw in a couple of maybe, I think he threw in one or two double faults. He didn't have it on the serve. And Rublev, on the other hand, hung in there and served unbelievable in the tiebreak.
And especially thinking that Rublev lost that heartbreaker in the fifth set tiebreaker last year against Holger Rune. That must have been in his head. But I wonder, he was up Sabot Wild, I'm so sorry
it's like
for this.
Wild.
Yeah, let's say Thiago. He was up 4-1 in the in the Champions tiebreak, in the tiebreak.
Only one mini break, though.
Do you think that would have been enough if it was a regular tiebreak, or not? You don't think that would have been even enough?
Maybe. Just because if you get 4-1, you
just feel
you
better.
You feel like you're almost there, and you can sort of, you know, get limp over the line per se. But in the match 10-point tiebreaks, I played so many of them doubles. Yeah. Obviously, you got to keep going. You got to focus on next one. Literally, you can be up 9-4 and still feel really tight. So, I don't know. It's a weird format, but I think it's a really good format, frankly. But Rublev served great, and he kept his shit together. He kept his cool, which we know he has a tendency not to. So maybe he's working on that. Look, he still lost his shit a little bit, but comparative to what you can see from him.
What did you think before we take this to an end? Because I have to head to the courts. We are very busy.
Leila Fernandez looked great.
Leila Fernandez looked really good against another young Czech player, 17 years old, coming from
Kofi. They just keep popping out. Like, it's unbelievable.
Sarah Bielek. But I wanted to hear your thoughts, because you called the Francis Tiafo match and Taylor Fritz, another American, the two Americans. A little wobbly.
But also
tough job for Francis.
Yeah, I thought Francis did a good job in the end. But, you know, as I said after the match to his agent, Jill Schmoller, you know, people don't realize how hard it is to keep your focus for that long, right? I mean, in the best of three, which is why so many upsets happen in best of three as opposed to best of five. Because in best of three, you can mentally keep it together for an hour and a half, 2 hours, but to keep it together for 3 or 4 hours, it's really mentally hard in best of five. And so that's why the greats always manage to get through matches like that, like Rublev did. Francis got it done.
Yeah, he beat Borna Coric, tough draw.
And Borna hasn't really played that much, so that's been his issue. So I think that's what hurt him in the end. Leila looked great. And I just want to add
a few words on Amanda Anisimova. What did you think of her
win? I did cover that match for ESPN, and I thought oh my God, she is such an unbelievable ball striker. Yeah, her backhand down the line is just...
And can you please explain what we mean? Because we sometimes forget to explain. We have this
clean
tennis... Yes, we have this tennis terminology where we were like, oh, Lindsay Davenport, she hits the ball so clean.
She reminds
me
so much of
Lindsay. Me too, that's why I think of her. And Amanda, oh, she hits the ball so clean. What do we mean when we say somebody hits the ball so clean?
They literally don't hit it out of the middle of the strings. And their timing on the ball is so perfect. I mean, I remember, for example, with Lindsay, I was playing doubles with her one time, and she shanked a forehand, and she looked at me and she goes, oh my God, I don't think I've ever done that in my whole life. And she was dead serious. I'm like, get used to it, girl. Yeah. Watch me hit my forehand. You're going to know what it's like to not hit a forehand in the middle of the strings. But it's just the purity of her ball striking, very much like Jessica Pegula, very clean hitter of the ball. You think about Coco Gauff. On the forehand, not a clean hitter.
Yeah.
Right, backhand, very clean.
Yeah.
But there's certain players that just have this ability to be able to hit the ball in the middle of the strings every single time. And her technique on her backhand is so good. Her forehand's still a little dodgy, very sort of mechanical. But when she is in place, she's got to get a little bit quicker and fitter. There's no question about it. She'll be the first to probably tell you that. Similar to what Donna Vekic was going through, coming back from her like sabbatical away from injuries and stuff. But when she gets her match fitness, and oh my God, she's so good.
And it has to be noticed, because we didn't mention
it. And she beat Samsonova.
She beat Samsonova, 13th seed here at the Australian Open, which will also open up her job a little bit. Renee, I have to go. If you want to take this to an end, I'm going to go pee, and then I'm going to head to the course, and I'll see you there.
I don't think we needed to hear all of your situation, but no, overall, look, yesterday was pretty amazing. Clearly, we know that there were some amazing matches already in the first round, and we were just happy and excited. I'm super excited for Leila Fernandez, who's back to being a 32 seed. I think she can do some really good things here. I think a draw is not bad. So for all the Canadians out there that follow our podcast, get excited, because she is back. But anyway, Alicia Parks, also another American that got through in three sets yesterday against a qualifier, but a good qualifier in Sniger from Ukraine. And as I said, just some amazing matches. And there's some amazing matches today. And Petco and I will bring you a little update on all of them tomorrow or tonight or whatever the hell, whenever we get time. But thanks for joining us today here in Melbourne. We'll see you soon. Bye. Say bye, Petco.
Cheers.
Okay, cheers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.